So I drove up to Hollister Ranch last week and saw it for the first time, 30 years, and you get off at Gaviota State Beach. I didn't know where I was going, so I pulled into the kiosk there and was talking to a guy. He told me where to go. And I said, well, what are these state beaches? And I've never been to the state beach. What do you got, the first two? El Capitan, okay. Refugio, and Gaviota. So Gaviota is the farthest one from Santa Barbara, and that's where Hollister Ranch is. So he goes, well, and he goes, there's three. And he told me one is really great access to the beach, which I don't remember which, and this and that, and parking and this and that. And so I turned around and went to Hollister Ranch and had a glass of wine and looked at a home on 100 acres. I took a wrong turn, and the gate was quite extensive. I thought I was getting on an airplane. He had me get out and take my shoes off, took down my cavity search. He took my license plate down. No, seriously. And he put my name on a card, telling me to put it in the dash. So I made a wrong turn immediately. I mean, it couldn't have been easier. It was right there. But I was on the phone with my buddy from Redlands, landlord Jeff. And so I wasn't, anyway. And I'm driving down this road, and there were all these cows, like right in the middle of the road. And he kind of turns and looks at me like, what do you want? Wait, this is my road. So I'm going real slow. I'm driving this little coupe. The cow could probably, you know, step on me. And then I end up reading this LA Times article Sunday about Hollister Ranch. And of course, it's this big push to get public access to the ranch, this pristine ranch. Everyone's got to see it. And then it'll no longer be pristine. And this woman was talking about how the cows and everybody kind of run the road and run the ranch, and they have the right of way. And then you got these bulls, and they fight, and they could come up to your car, and, you know, literally crazy. So we did an interview on that, and we'll have the attorney from the Pacific Legal Foundation come back because they're fighting tooth and nail. So I leave the ranch. So I was on this 100-acre ranch that's going to an auction. They're asking $17 million, although there was just a sale recently for $13 million. You don't see a lot of the ranches come up that you have exclusive use of the 100 acres or 106 acres. Anyway, I come back down, and I go to the kiosk again to ask the guy a second question. That's where I saw the girl on the bike. I'm guessing she's late 20s, 30, on her bicycle with a tent from San Francisco to either San Diego or LA. She'd been on the road like 10 days to travel 330 miles. So what is that, 30 miles a day? Does that sound right on a bike? You could easily do 30 miles a day on a bike, right? And did you ride your bike to work today, come down the pass?
Yeah.
So I go, so I was talking to her, and I almost said, you know, I'm going to go up to Buellton. You want to go have a drink and have a burger at the bar at the Hitching Post? And I don't know why I didn't. So I turned around and I left, went up to the Hitching Post, and I sit down at the bar, and there's some guy next to me. He says he sells money. He's a mortgage broker. He's from San Luis. And he ordered the quail, which was very disconcerting to me. I'd never actually seen quail on a plate. And, you know, just man up and get a steak. You know, look at a quail. God, it looked like you're eating a pigeon. God, it was. So I turned my attention to the woman next to me. She was there with her girlfriend, and they were, and she used to live in Santa Barbara, and she owned a condo. So, you know, this is the nexus to the prior segment, was talking about the house, smallest, that $250,000 house is on the smallest parcel in San Diego, 500 square feet. And this other agent was saying, you're better off buying a condo. Well, this woman next to me begs to differ. She went ahead and sold her condo in Santa Barbara, I don't know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, and bought a 700-square-foot house. This would be good for you, Richard, on a half acre. And you know what? I remember I lived in a rental for a very long time that was quite nice, and it was under 600 square feet. It was a one-bedroom, more like a house. I loved it. There's plenty of room. Yeah. And on a half acre, and almost could walk to the main drag in Buellton.
Yeah.
And gosh, she told me what she paid. I can't remember. But what's even better is she's surrounded by large parcels. So, and I, you know, I don't remember what she paid and all that, but that was an interesting story. And I would do that. So this compares to the, let's see, the half acre. This compares to these artificial islands to the rescue in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is in deep trouble. They show a guy, 80 years old, sleeping in his tiny Hong Kong home. He doesn't even have enough room to extend his legs. According to a 2016 government report, at least over 200,000 Hong Kong residents live in subdivided flats with a median size of 57 square foot per person. So Hong Kong is the world's most expensive housing market, as well as one of the most densely populated and financially unequal cities in the world. You have mansions worth hundreds of millions of dollars, perched on hilltops, sweeping views of the city, and on the other hand, crammed illegal rooftop shacks, compartmentalized basements of industrial and residential buildings. The houses more than 1.37 million people, 20% of the total population below the poverty line. So to help with this crisis, Hong Kong's government recently announced, hey, and this is kind of relatively new, this is April 3rd, 2019, that beats the last thing I talked about the silver divorce that was from February 2018. We're really on the cutting edge now. So Hong Kong government recently announced a plan to build 4,200 acres of artificial islands in the South China Sea between the existing Hong Kong and Lantau Islands, L-A-N-T-A-U. First island would create 2,471 acres of space for a new business district and up to 260,000 flats. Well, I wonder how big the flats would be. 70% would be public housing. Construction would cost $80 billion, more than half of Hong Kong's total fiscal reserves, including funds for some of the transport networks around it. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how far away from the mainland it is. Be like down in Florida, where you have the islands going down the Keys. Land reclamation typically involves digging up marine mud from the seabed and filling up that area with sand and building on top of it. Aside from disturbing the marine habitat, good luck doing that in California, there's a risk that the dredged up mud may be contaminated. Well, that didn't stop us from dumping all the mud from the debris flow in the ocean. What happened to the EPA and all the regulations we have where you can't move, you can't put a fishing pole in the water without getting a permit, and then we dumped all that mud and all that. You know. But I digress. Authorities have said they'll minimize the environmental impact by using methods that don't involve digging up the seabed. One is to inject cement into mud at the bottom of the sea, creating columns strong enough to build on. We call them caissons on land to go down to bedrock. This is a question for geologist Adam Simmons. Another use in building the new bridge would involve dropping giant steel cells filled with debris onto the seabed to anchor seawalls supporting an artificial island. It's wild, and, you know, could be a great, great idea. The method came into question during the bridge's construction when the structures started drifting from their positions, causing additional costs for repairs to reinforce the adjoining seawall. So that gave them, so why don't we just build a bridge to the Santa Barbara Channel Islands and house people out there? I mean, if it's okay to populate Hollister Ranch, Why can't we have it? We should have a right to those islands. I guess you can go out there. I wouldn't go out there. I'm not going on a boat. To me, I read The Old Man and the Sea. I'm not going to do it. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.